Over the years, when lawmakers have been short on cash for state needs, they've dipped into funds that are supposed to pay for infrastructure. The idea is to put an end to that practice. The proposed constitutional amendment would put transportation funding in a figurative lockbox. Legislators from both parties easily approved the plan, which is supported by business and labor unions alike. That makes it a political win. It comes as transportation officials say Illinois' roads and bridges sorely need dollars for upkeep, but it also would constrain lawmakers as they search for dollars to plug budget holes for education and other basic government services. Neither legislators nor the governor get the final say on the matter. Whether to protect the road fund will be a question put to voters in November's election. The General Assembly failed to send other questions to the ballot. Some that got close would have led to more fundamental changes to state government, like an overhaul of how legislative districts are drawn and allowing Illinois to set income tax rates dependent on wealth. I'm Amanda Vinicky.